My name is Kerry Smith, and I'm from the Vancouver Kings Bay Riding, and I just wanted to give a few ideas of things that you can do other than just talk. And those things are that you can write letters to all of the MPs that you can think of, carbon copy them, send them to everybody in the House, send them to the opposition parties, ask them to put pressure on the government to resolve this issue. We could also write to the Governor General and ask her to ask the opposition to form a government, because we just don't have any confidence in the government stance. Sending letters to your MPs costs nothing. All you have to do is address it, or you can send to any MP for free. It costs nothing. Also, if you have internet access, you can go on there and you can copy all of their interior or their email addresses, write your letters, send it to them all. Just keep on hitting them day after day. I've sent letters to all the people I can think of every day since Monday. Harper, Emerson, everybody, Jack Layton, just keep sending emails, letters, just keep on doing it. Don't lose momentum.
Hi, my name is Birgit Arnstein, and I'm actually in Vancouver East Riding, Lily Davies. I'm here because I believe that this isn't just an issue for Vancouver Kingsway. I think this is an issue for all of Canada. I think we're all affected. However, I think that Vancouver Kingsway is now an area that all of Canada should pay attention to, that Vancouver Kingsway should not let go of this, that all Canadians should help Vancouver Kingsway. This is now a charter-changing opportunity. We should not allow people to cross the floor before they've actually even been sitting. This is, it's immoral. It makes a sham of our democracy. I do believe that we need to change this. And therefore, I think all of us, everywhere in Canada, need to speak up, need to support Vancouver Kingsway in any way we can. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ray, and I also have a political science degree. When I was studying for that degree, one of the things they told me is the will of the people is something that's really hard to get the pulse of. I don't think that's true at all tonight. I think everyone who turned out is sending a very clear message. I think it's really important. Everyone needs to feel proud of that. Voting is not the only democratic outlet. This is probably almost as more important. Thinking about this, I was wondering, why is there no law against this? And the best answer I can come up with, it is such an offensive and unthinkable idea that it didn't occur to anyone before that something like this would occur. At the very least, it's not Canadian. Also, when we vote in the Canadian system, we only get one vote federally. We're voting for three things. We're voting for an individual, often for a party, and also for a prime minister. So at the very least, two-thirds of all of the votes he received have been completely invalidated by his actions. And thinking about Elections Canada, which someone brought up earlier, it's illegal to receive inducement to vote a certain way. And I feel like I was deceived and induced to vote for Emerson because of his Liberal affiliation. Much like someone offering you money to vote a certain way, except he didn't even give you the money afterwards. Thank you very much.
My name is Chris Morrissey, and I also live in this riding. There's been a lot of different strategies that have been put forward, and I just like to add one. I believe that Parliament resumes sitting on April 1st. April 1st, known in the Western world as April Fool's Day. Along with the political and legal strategies, one of the things that I think we need to take into account is the fact that the media plays an important role in keeping this issue alive. I would like to suggest that, though I'm not part of the organizing, that we find together some way on April 1st to be visible, to capture the media's attention in support of the political and legal strategies that are taking place. Thank you. very last question, a very short one.
Hi, I'm a new migrant. My name is David. I want to speak three sentences. If David Everson continues to hold the position of MP, that means one, that's a victory of incredibility and a lie, because he betrayed his promise in the election campaign. Second, if he holds the position of MP, that means a violation of human's wills, of people's wills, because 82% of residents in Kingsway did not vote for conservatives. So, a conservative holds the representation of Kingsway means a violation of the people's will. That's the second point. The third point is, if all the MPs betray to the governing party, then our democracy system will become a one-party monarchy. That will be totally different. That's not what we want. So, I hope David Emerson to quit. Okay.
Thank you all very much for coming out today. We're going to do a very quick summary here. I'm going to hand the mic to Ian, and then we'll do a quick thank you to you.
Yeah, thanks very much for hanging in there. We had exactly 50 speakers, and 49 of them were opposed to what David Emerson has done. So let me just start off in a respectful way and acknowledge the one person who believes that this is is actually a positive thing for Canada and Vancouver Kingsway, and David Emerson being in cabinet is quite positive. So that was one person. Now 49 of you, and it would take a long time to go back through this, but clearly I think some of the most moving pieces that I saw and I saw reflected in people's eyes were when mothers came up and talked about how they have been working with their kids around civic engagement and democracy, and they feel like they've kind of sold their kids a bill of goods. That's my words, but essentially, they're really concerned. And others talked about that too. That youth were disillusioned and disengaged, and this is not going to do anything to help this. But then a youth came up and said, yeah, we are disillusioned, but we're also pissed off, and we're going to do something about it. We're going to mobilize about that. So that was the other side. And people talked a lot today, I think, about how this, and I think one gentleman put it, this meeting lifted his heart. And another gentleman said, I don't feel so alone from this meeting, that my disillusionment and those kind of feelings were kind of swept away, at least temporarily, by this meeting. I could go through a lot of adjectives, disrespectful, lack of accountability, immoral, illegal, fraud, disenfranchised. People were quite eloquent about that. People talked about how talented members of parliament are prepared to sit in opposition, and why is David Emerson any different? No legitimacy. There was a lot of questions about the legality of this and what we had to say. A number of people talked about how Vancouver Kingsway needs to regain its voice, but other people talked about how the Vancouver Kingsway in fact has the ear of Canada. It's an issue that Canadians are very concerned about across the country, and this is ground zero for that. Others were concerned about how David Emerson is going to actually vote on issues that he was opposed to in the election campaign. Child care was certainly one of those. So I know I haven't done total respect for everybody's opinions, but I think that was that's a bit of a summary of the kinds of things people had to say. The one thing I think is important to acknowledge, a lot of the new citizens, a number of new citizens and people who weren't Canadian citizens but became Canadian citizens talked about how they felt disenfranchised in their own countries and how they came to Canada, and voting and the election system was a positive experience, and how this makes them feel like they're disenfranchised again. And I think that's a pretty serious thing to talk about. So what do you want to do about it? Well, there's a whole number of things. And I didn't get a clear sense that there was at this point, a coordinated strategy. So there's a number of things. One is a local constituency petition, and their goal is to get 50% of the constituencies to the constituents to sign that. I guess I should start off by saying the overwhelming the sense of the meeting was that people wanted David Emerson to resign, and they wanted a by-election to be held, as many people said, yesterday, as opposed to any time in the future. So there seemed to be, and I may have gotten this wrong, but there seemed to be three particular petition drives going. There's one online through recalldavidemerson.com, which is a national petition. There's another one through, I think, another website, which I've written down, I'll get in a minute, but it's more local, and then there was some door-to-door petitioning going on. People talked about writing letters to the editor, letters to all three leaders of the opposition, asking them, for example, to come together and deny David Emerson his seat, and letters to the Governor General around asking the other three political parties to form a government. Talk about reintroducing private members' bills that makes this illegal. The NDP also has a petition. I'm in no particular order, I was taking notes. We've got a boycott of McDonald's and Coke, for people who want that. Write to the ethics commissioner, who is apparently been asked to start an investigation of this. There was a number of people talked about keeping this a grassroots movement, that it was important that politicians weren't going to change this. It was really going to be grassroots. The legal recourse, there still seems to be some questions around that, although there were some opinions that that may happen. And there was someone who talked about writing to Industry Canada about false and misleading advertising. And I'll just be one more minute. There's a demonstration tomorrow at 2 o'clock at David Emerson's office. That's at 2140 Kingsway. Pardon me? Yeah, everybody bring 10 people. Thank you very much. And, oh, I like the last one. On April Fool's Day, which coincides with the opening of Parliament, to be visible that there be an organizing around continuing to keep this issue in front of the media, that there be some kind of demonstration around that. So I'll pass it over to Adrian here, who, if I've missed some things, she'll tell us about it, and then wrap up the meeting.
Thank you very much, Ian. I think that's a good summary, and I'm not going to take your time adding to it. I think you did a very good job. Before we close, I do want to, we have David Chinosky and Adrian Dix would like to say a couple more words, and I want to thank all of you very much for coming out, spending your Saturday afternoon here in defense of democracy.
Adrian and I just wanted to, and on behalf of our colleague Gregor Robertson, who had to leave, we wanted to say just a word or two at the end. First of all, we wanted to thank the chair and the facilitation of Ian and Adrian. Thank them very much for the work that they did. Secondly, we want to thank you very much for coming out today. This was a day for hearing from the people. And I think we heard very clearly from the people this afternoon, so thank you all very, very much for being part of this. Finally, I want to say that we, as your MLAs, are committed to this kind of process. We believe it is important to call the people together and to hear from them constantly. When there's an issue of importance to the community, we pledge to you that we will call you together again, and we hope you come back again. Thanks very much.
think you should all pat yourself on the back, and those who've left, we did keep it civil. We've modeled good behavior. Thank you very much for that.